With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Checking in with one of our area collegiate athletes making waves this spring is Hastings High School alum Joey Werner. Werner is having a huge season for Minnesota State Mankato in baseball as the left-handed hitting senior outfielder has won two consecutive Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference Player of the Week honors. Werner's second, coming off a weekend where he batted .421 in five games with a slugging percentage of .842 and nine RBIs. The former Raider joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to talk about his hot season so far.
Obviously, we got canceled last year after 13 games. Pretty humbling for most of us here, but kind of got back to it this fall. Same group of guys, a lot of older and more mature, and I guess we just kind of stuck to the process, got to the grindstone this fall, and continued working at practice each and every day and dealing with the adversity from COVID, injuries, etc., and just battled through it.
Whether as a Hastings Raider, a Meeseville Mudhen, or a Minnesota State Maverick, Werner has always been able to hit the ball. But it goes back to his hard work off the field that's gotten him to the place to where he's at here in his senior season.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to practice, working hard each and every day, sticking to the process. Don't get away from things whenever things are going good. Just continue to work at it, no matter the circumstances. But overall, through the weekends, just kind of sticking to my approach, getting good pitches to hit, and getting my best swing off, and trying to do damage each and every swing, and it's played out for me pretty well. And I mean, I can't complain with what's going on with my swing right now.
In his senior season at Mankato, a lot of Werner's damage has been done from the number two spot in the lineup. That's probably a spot where he'll remain throughout the rest of the year, even with his power surge, injecting six home runs into the Mavs lineup so far this year. There's no reason to fix what's not broken.
Probably the plan is to stay around the two hole. Me and a leadoff hitter, we go well together. We got a couple other big dogs in the lineup that they have to get through that are more the power hitters, not so much speed getting on base, so probably be sticking around that 1-2 area and, I mean, continue to have success there. I mean, they're not going to take it away when you're doing well there. I mean, obviously, if things go south, then you might look to change it, but other than that, it's a tough lineup, 1-9, for us to get through, and makes it really hard on pitching staff. That's why kind of we're leading to some of the success we're seeing here.
We know Werner would probably like to talk more about his team success with Minnesota State Mankato, but of course I have to talk about his individual awards the last 2 weeks, and we start with his first NSIC Player of the Week award when the Mavs took down Bemidji State on the road 2 weeks ago. And listen to these numbers. Werner went 2-for-3 with a home run and a double, 4 RBIs and a pair of runs scored in game one, and then in game two, Joey went 2-for-4 with another home run, another RBI, and a run scored. Then he went into that Sunday where Werner hit his third home run of the weekend, going 2-for-4 again with 3 RBIs and another run scored. Werner now has 6 total home runs this year. Both awards were well-deserved, but that first weekend was unbelievable.
I just think we overmatched them. Our offense, obviously better than their offense, but ultimately, I mean, they pitched it pretty well. I guess our guys just more damaged. Wind was blown out a little bit. I mean, that didn't really affect us. We were still hitting the ball out of the yard. Ultimately, I was just trying to get good pitches to hit and do damage and get it in the area and let it go. Like I said, 1-9, it's really hard to get through our lineup, and that's kind of why you're seeing the success we're having in conference and when we were out of conference to start the season.
As if one Player of the Week award for a season wasn't enough, Werner got his second in as many weeks after another huge showing against University of Minnesota Duluth in another big interstate rivalry. This time, Werner hit .421 in five games. He owned a slugging percentage of .842 with 9 RBIs on the weekend. And oh yeah, he added a grand slam and 4 RBIs in game one against the Bulldogs. As of press time, Werner is batting .432 through 12 games. And he adds more on the success that the Mavs had against the Bulldogs as Werner's bat continues to get hot.
Yeah, you could say that. It's getting hot, but I mean, like I said, it kind of goes back to the training. I mean, I've been playing college baseball for 5 years now. I kind of know what to do and what not to do, what feels good, what doesn't feel good. But yeah, I mean, you could call it a hot streak for sure. Even that double that I hit, I thought it was out. It ended up hitting off the wall, and I mean, it's kind of just a crazy feeling that you get, but you kind of ride on that success, you ride on the confidence, and you build off each other with your teammates, and they kind of feed off your energy, and it feels good. Winning, too, I mean, our team is pretty electric, and we're really close together, and we're just always high energy. We're out to win every game.
Werner, like many other spring baseball players, lost their season in 2020 due to the pandemic, and we've also seen younger players, whether it be at the varsity level or our youth across Hastings and Prescott, also preparing for their upcoming 2021 campaigns. Werner also had to work through a year off and stay with it to put forth the season he's had so far in 2021. What advice can he give to younger players also coming off missing the 2020 season?
I would ultimately say enjoy it. Don't take it for granted. We get told it's an opportunity to play each day. We get tested during the week, and you know, if you come back positive, you're not playing that week and your team might not be playing. So, I mean, don't take it for granted. Go out there, work, have fun. I mean, enjoy it. I miss high school a lot. I miss playing with a lot of buddies, but enjoy it. You missed a year. Make the most of it and ultimately play hard, play to win, obviously.
For many of us that watched Werner grow up literally on the diamond from a bat boy with the Meeseville Mudhens all the way through youth league into his time at Hastings High School and then on to college, there's an opportunity still to play at the next level. Werner on aspirations to continue to play after college, which if the paychecks don't come calling, playing for the Mudhens is always fun. Finishing strong and winning a national championship is the ultimate goal, but the future is always fun to think about.
Yeah, ultimately, I'm going to come back and play for the Hens this summer. If an opportunity arises, I'm going to jump on it, obviously. I'd like to just continue my success and kind of see where it leads to, obviously, as a young kid. Everyone dreams about playing professional baseball, whether it be independent ball or getting a chance to sign or even getting drafted. You know, it's always a dream come true for somebody, or you dream it every single day, but ultimately just kind of stay humble about it, continue to have success and see where the opportunity takes me, and if it does pop up, then we'll look into it, but ultimately probably gonna be playing for the Hens this summer at this point.
That was Hastings High School alum and Minnesota State Mankato senior outfielder Joey Werner after his two consecutive NSIC Player of the Week awards. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting. We're hoping the 2021 baseball season starts on time after missing the whole 2020 campaign. We hope to be on the air on Friday, April 9th, as the Hastings Raiders baseball team comes back to Grossman Field after a year off. The Raiders host none other than their Highway 61 rivals, the Park Wolfpack. We'll have your special pregame show at 3:45 and the first pitch to follow at 4:15.